Hey, well, speaking of the good old days, your good old brother's on the line at 866-308-8867. Lynn, how you doing today?
Hey, this is Jerry's crazy brother, as he lovingly calls
me. Ain't that sweet?
Hey, I hear you've been playing hardball with the History Channel.
Well, no. I didn't. The producers of the show did.
Okay.
They were very nice.
Yeah,
I want to make sure we don't get them in trouble because they tried very hard.
Yeah.
And this was something they reluctantly wanted to do. I mean, they saw the benefit. They were just like, I don't want to be on the radio.
Yeah. Well, the reason I called is I wanted to alert your listeners to a project that's coming up that I've been working with the people, and it's very special. It is a special on the History Channel, which premieres this coming Friday. At 8 p.m.
Eastern.
8 p.m. And it's going to be, and that's Eastern Standard Time.
You so have 7 o'clock our
an
time.
Hour for
7
you guys.
O'clock our time.
Yeah. Right after supper.
It's going to be on Friday, July the 1st at 8 p.m. And then they're going to rerun it at midnight, which would be 11 o'clock your time.
I ain't staying up to midnight.
And then it's going to be shown again on Wednesday, July the 26th at 8 a.m. and at same day at 2 p.m. And it is a special called Sharpshooters.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I called is because featured on that are going to be two people special to us. One is special to San Antonio, and that's Ed Topperwine. And his Ed, and of course he shoots with his wife, nicknamed Plinky. And then also Jerry and my father, Herb Parsons. This is a 2-hour special. I don't know that anything like it's ever been put together, and I think the people will really find it interesting. Another thing, too, is if anybody listening is a Topperwine or knows the Topperwines or knows somebody who knows them, we want to get the word out to the family that this is going to be on, because this is going to be a special. I mean, it's going to be a lot of feature, I think, of the Topperwines.
Yeah, my last contact on Aunt, let's say Aunt that, of Topperwine that was the keeper of the archives, and my wife visited with her often, and you know, all the Topperwines that spell their name, it's really pronounced Topperwine,
mm-hmm.
and it's spelled Topperwine.
Right.
And like a Topperwine Road out here.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually changed his name. Everybody was saying Topperwines and didn't recognize the spelling of the T-O-E-P-P. And so didn't he actually change his name or start going by T-O-P-P, Lynn?
Yeah, he Americanized it. I think that's a German name, and he Americanized it. And actually, even on the site that I'm going to mention there, we have a letter from him where he spelled it both ways. He spelled it one way and signed it the other. But thing about it is the concept for this is kind of interesting. The producer that did it, a nice young man that you probably talked to, Milton.
Yeah,
said
I talked to Luke.
Luke had always been interested in...
it's Luke and Matthew, very biblical pair.
Yeah, some of the fancy shooting that he had heard about, you know, from past people like Annie Oakley and Wild Bill Hickok and Buffalo Bill. And the deal on this thing is they've split this 2-hour show into what they call acts, A-C-T. For instance, the one that...
more biblical.
The one that my dad is involved with is what they call Act 4. And the act is a shotgun act or history of exhibition shooting.
Oh, okay.
And then what they do is it's kind of interesting. They break it into what's called a challenge. In that particular case, it's 7 clay targets broken at once. And along in between these different parts, they talk about some of the fancy or famous shooters like Doc Carver and Captain Bogardus and the Topperwines and my dad. And then they have something they call the legendary shot, which in this case is my dad breaking 7 clay targets. And then they, for each of these things, which has these categories, they have challenged some modern-day shooter to duplicate or replicate the shot. For instance, one of them that they have is called the High Noon Duel, and they went out to one of the, it's called the Single Action Shooting Society, and where these guys get together and shoot, and got a fellow that's just dynamite with a pistol, and he puts on some of these you know, some of this fast revolver shooting. And in that segment, they have actual information about what's called a showdown between Wild Bill Hickok and a guy named Dave Tutt, who lost out to Hickok with a shot to the heart. And they mentioned Ed McGivern, very fancy pistol, or very well-known pistol shooter in the other part of the 20th century. But actually, the Topperwines, as far as exhibition shooting goes, really were kind of the father of the modern-day shooters, such as my dad, a lot of Winchester shooters, because Topperwine came up with a lot of the shots and the targets and things that a lot of other people used. So I think it's going to be very interesting, and I hope people will let others know about it, and even people who are not interested in, are not necessarily shooters or sportsmen, just from the history standpoint, you know, it'll be interesting. And another thing, too, is ultimately the History Channel will have this on a record like a DVD or VCR that people could have. That'll be a while in coming, I think, but it's going to be interesting. I hope people will watch it.
We may be able to, we can video down here, put it on a, somebody's already asked me for a copy of it, if on a VHS, so we'll do, have to do a VHS copy off the Amtrak show.
Well, I have not seen it yet, so I'm really looking forward to it. We did get the, Jerry and I previewed the script, and I think some, hopefully some changes will be made there. I hope everybody get to see a picture of Jerry as a cute little boy.
I was so cute.
Well, I understand, too, they may interview someone named Lynn Parsons.
Yeah, they interviewed me for an hour, and I think wisely they used me answering about two questions.
Now, we don't know whether your part on the film is going to be in there. When you back when you were a cute little kid.
I think that's going to be in there. I'm kind of hoping, I'm kind of hoping that there's going to be more of daddy shooting than they originally planned. I know with the Topperwines, they, and even in the preliminary script, they said let it run. Now that footage of the Topperwines and my father's well each are about 25 minutes. They won't show that much, obviously, but that Topperwine footage is interesting. Nobody knew that even existed for a long time, and we finally found it in somebody's attic somewhere and brought it back to the public and preserved it. So that's some interesting stuff, and he was a great guy.
Yeah, we've got that. We got both of those on DVD, and you can order those through plantanswers.com. Just send us your name, address, Social Security number, ID, and all that kind of stuff.
He had actually said, I don't want to get the History Channel in, or I don't get anybody else in trouble with the History Channel. I think that in talking to Luke, it sounded like after the show that they would offer the DVDs for sale. So it sounds like they may be ready. I think you ordered them, and it takes a. It sounds like they produce them after they get the order.
Well, yeah. Well, by the way, the for people who are interested, the best place to find out about the Topperwines and from what Jerry tells me, to get so many hits that maybe everybody already knows. But go to Plant Answers, and there's this the top guns of all time or something like that, about halfway down on the right. And
on the front page.
Yeah, on the front page, and using stuff I had and we put together, that is the definitive information, comprehensive, about the Topperwines.
And I went down to the Longhorn Museum and took pictures and went to Comfort and took pictures of the Indian head that he shot. And it was one of those deals. I've been here 30 years, and after about 25, well, I guess it was about 25 years, I kept saying, somebody ought to do a write-up on a Topperwine before we forget all this stuff and lose all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I looked in the mirror.
Said, why don't you do it?
I said, fool, you're the only somebody that's going to do it other than Milton, and he's so busy with his other thing.
Oh, I got a book coming out.
But then, this thing is really tied, this show is really tied to San Antonio, because there's several things in there. First of all, they talk about, we stack up some of today's greatest marksmen against the legendary feats of the past. And they mention Tom Knapp in here.
Right.
And Tom Knapp is kind of a friend of the family, I think an admirer of Daddy's.
Oh boy.
And and he equaled Dad and surpassed Daddy's feat with a pump shotgun, because they got pumps that hold more ammunition now than they did when Daddy was there. So he broke 8 clay targets, and guess where he broke them? Guess where he was located when he broke them?
San Antonio?
San Antonio, out at the trap and skeet place. And then it also had mentioned in here, said there were greatest shots capable of unbelievable feats of precision, skill, and stamina. Some of the gunslingers, such as Wild Bill Hickok and John Wesley Hardin, whose lives depend on their skill with a firearm. Do you know where John Wesley Hardin is from? Smiley, Texas, where Calvin writes in the newspaper.
Texan Smiley.
In fact, when I was down there interviewing that old fellow that was 102 years old and had a vegetable garden down there, so they proudly said, his daughter, who was something like 75, had proudly said, you know, our cousin is John Wesley Hardin. And, of course, me being the sensitive guy I said, who's John Wesley Hardin? Isn't he the killer? Isn't he the killer?
He's the guy's buried in the Concordia Cemetery in El Paso.
In El Paso, and they're trying to get him moved.
What did he do? That name's familiar.
Oh, man, he'd kill you if you looked at you funny. Yeah. I mean, he was a killer.
Criminal, huh?
But according to the folks in Smiley, he was misrepresented in the write-ups.
Got bad press?
Yeah.
He was nice in the third grade.
But there were certain things about a guy looked at him wrong, he shot him down in a saloon.
Hey, Lynn, tell us the times again. Friday?
Yeah, one thing that people can do, I'll give them to you again quickly, but one thing you can do is just go to historychannel.com.
Yeah, it shows
and them. And then put in the search engine sharpshooters. And it'll give you the times and a little, what they call a tease. But it's Friday, July the 21st. This coming Friday is when it premieres at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Be followed by that, as I say, midnight. And then on Wednesday, July the 26th, it's shown at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 p.m.
Okay.
The other thing about this situation, I know you watch the History Channel. I love it because they got some good stuff on the History Channel. But they tend to rerun these things from time to time if they do well. So in the future, the other thing about this too, I want to tell people, if you've got a satellite TV, check your listings because evidently they don't run necessarily according to what cable and others do. So
okay.
So listen, I don't want to take up all your time. That's I appreciate okay, it. We're looking forward to seeing it. I'll be watching it for the first time when you guys do. So
good.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Lynn.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye.